Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have Beth Habegger with us.
Good morning.
We hope you all are having a great one out there, everybody. We got some good stories of the day. That ain't right stories coming up. We'll lead you right into Playmakers. Randy Paul and I will get into your sports thoughts and feelings as we take your phone calls. Call up the show, 424-2600, and join us for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out.
Mm-hmm.
Another fun thing we have that we do on Mondays is we have the show inside the show, The Kitchen's Open. This is where Melissa and Beth take over the reins and kind of do their thing. I know you guys have a great subject today. So I want to get out of your way, let you do your stuff. But I did want to say, I'm trying to get these two to, I'm trying to sell a theme song to them. And I really think that, tell me something good.
Tell me.
I think that might be good. Yeah, something to think about.
There might be something there.
All right.
I'll
move out of the way now. Because I want to hear, especially with your subject matter today. I'm all ears.
All right. Well, you know it's October. So the big holiday this month is Halloween, but that doesn't just mean candy. It also means pumpkins.
Yes.
So this time of year means cooler temps with some sunny days, but also crisp evenings for sure. So let's talk about some fun pumpkin food ideas you can present at your Halloween parties to delight kids and adults alike and enjoy the real food star of this month.
Yeah, and it's not just the jack-o'-lanterns out there. You can actually use pumpkin in multiple things.
Right.
Other than just pumpkin pie, which mm-hmm. seems to be everybody's go-to. So there are many different pumpkin and squash, because pumpkin is a type of squash, so you can use different kinds of squash. Dishes out there that might be fun. We were talking in the last segment about turkeys being light, so maybe come up with a pumpkin lasagna sometime during the month. Doesn't that sound? So think of your usual lasagna ingredients. You've got your noodles and cheeses like ricotta, mozzarella, parmesan. Did I do okay with that, John?
Perfect.
Okay, thank you. garlic, onion, and spices. And then add pumpkin puree or a fresh pumpkin and maybe some maple syrup and nutmeg. Yeah.
Interesting.
Some recipes call for a white sauce and mushrooms. Others use Italian sausage, tomato sauce, and zucchini. It seems like you can go just about any way you would like with this interesting addition to traditional comfort food with a little bit of a fall twist in there for you.
Yeah, I've never even considered pumpkin lasagna.
No.
But what an interesting and fun idea.
Yeah.
So here's another one, pumpkin cheese dip or pumpkin queso. If you're having a big party and people are coming over, a lot of times you have those appetizer foods. Mm-hmm. Well, this is one you can go savory or sweet with. If you add cream cheese, sugar, and spices to pumpkin puree, that would make a delicious dip for cookies, pretzels, fruits, nuts.
Yeah.
But if you want to go savory with a great presentation, start with a whole pumpkin.
Okay.
Cut the top open, remove the seeds and the fiber, and then you rub the inside with oil, and then you add in your layers of queso. So breadcrumbs, cheese, garlic, half and half or cream, and the spices. And then you put the top on, and you bake it.
Wow.
Just like that.
Oh.
So then when you pull it out, you want to make sure, obviously, you're going to cool it, because mm-hmm. it's been in there for a couple hours. Cool it before you dive in, but then you just take the top off, stir, you know, and you're probably going to stir it a couple times while it's baking.
Right.
Just to incorporate all of that, and then the flavors, but what a fun way to have an awesome presentation of queso at your Halloween party.
Yeah, well, because you think that the exterior of the pumpkin is going to stay stiff and solid, mm-hmm. but the flesh of it inside is all going to kind of melt and get gooey and be able to be incorporated. That's a great idea.
Mix it up together and then serve it with, you know, whatever you want to dip in there. Mm-hmm. Pretzels, pretzel sticks, crackers, your normal queso things.
Awesome. Oh, that sounds yummy. Another possibility, and this one might take a little bit more time, and it's a wonderful side dish again, pumpkin risotto. So if you've never made risotto, and I have to say I've never done it because it seems a little intimidating, I can't recommend it enough, though. If you've had a good risotto, you know you've had a good risotto. It's important to use the right kind of rice, though, and experts recommend arborio or Carnaroli?
I think it's Carnaroli. I've never seen it in the store.
Yeah, me neither. But Arborio is easy to find in most stores.
Mm-hmm.
So that you
mm-hmm.
would still be able to make this. Now, risotto is labor intensive. That's why it's not made as often. But if you add chicken or vegetable stock and a little thyme and you stir it until all of that is absorbed into the rice. The addition of a pumpkin puree from the start can make it a little bit less of a chore. It can help to incorporate that. And you can add cheese if you'd like at the end. And it really, but it really, with just that pumpkin puree, isn't going to need it. It's going to have that nice flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. And also with the pumpkin puree in there, it adds a lot more moisture from the start, where then as you're adding your chicken stock, because what you do is you heat up the rice and then you mix the pumpkin puree in, and then you add enough stock to make it like, think thickness of stew.
Right.
And then as soon as that is absorbed, you add more stock. As soon as that is absorbed, and once you, until you get all of your stock absorbed, it creates just creamy, delicious, just so yummy. Risotto is amazing. I love it.
Yes.
So it's less intensive than you think at the outset, but you know, you do have
to. It just takes time. It's more of the time thing. You need to be with it the whole time rather than being able to just put it in a pot and walk away. You need to be attentive to it.
Exactly. But here's one you don't necessarily have to be so attentive to. Pumpkin curry. So curry is my new go-to dish. In the last few years, I've just been absolutely in love with curry. It's so versatile. And pumpkin is one I haven't tried yet, so I really can't wait to taste this. It contains all the usual curry ingredients like ginger, garlic, turmeric, curry powder or paste, and coconut milk. But instead of adding meat to your veggies, you can chunk up pumpkin or butternut squash and cook it all together, so it's done even faster than your usual curry with a meat protein. But if you want to add protein to this, cashews are really great, or even like a tofu.
Yeah, that sounds yummy. And
it does.
And you can vary the spice on it for those that have a blander palate.
Yep.
So, or you can make it as spicy as you want to.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, I mean, curry is so... Like, if you, talk about curry, you know, we all think, okay, well, that's an Indian dish. Mm-hmm. But in India, curry is different all the way across the region.
Right.
Every different place has a different curry. Well, so it can be whatever you want it to be.
Yep. And just like there are different types of cinnamons and things like that around here. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the spice. Yep. Another option would be pumpkin sage gnocchi. Or is it gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
You got to get the gna in there. Okay, we picked that one because it's fun to say gnocchi, right? Yep. But it's also a fun and different thing to make for dinner, and it's so filling and so delicious. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, gnocchi is basically a soft, fat, and chewy dumpling, usually made with plain wheat flour, egg, and mashed potato. You can buy them pre-made in the pasta aisle and often served with butter or tomato sauce. So, but this recipe livens it up with pumpkin puree, sage, heavy cream, chicken broth, garlic, parmesan, and black pepper.
Yum.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious. I would just substitute it for coconut cream and be good to go.
There you go. And that's what's wonderful about a lot of these recipes is you can just kind of substitute and vary what you need to make it healthy for you.
Mm-hmm. So we did promise one for the kids. Mm-hmm. So in case you have picky little ones in your house, how about this? Butternut squash mac and cheese or pumpkin bacon mac and cheese?
Ooh.
So my grandma Ruth used to make the best mac and cheese from scratch. Mm. So I can only imagine that this would taste just like that ooey gooey deliciousness, but even better with the addition of pumpkin and, of course, bacon.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with bacon.
Mm-mm. Somebody say bacon.
We just woke James up.
Sorry. Somebody called me.
So you can mix up the ingredients and then you put it in a baking dish. You can even top it with breadcrumbs for more crunch and more cheese. And then you bake it in the oven and it comes out just so delicious.
I bet there would be an alternative to do it stovetop because that's how I like to make my mac and cheese.
Yes.
So you would just kind of add the cream and all of that in a sauce on top and then just throw in the macaroni when you're done.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yum.
Ready to go. You don't have to bake it. Yeah. But if you wanted to make it more of a casserole, so it's versatile that way as well. So as I was looking into all of this, there turned out to be so many delicious pumpkin recipes that I couldn't even get to them all. But let's talk for just a quick second about soups.
Yes.
Because their soup is... Of course, it's fall. Mm-hmm. It's now soup season. But pumpkin can also be incorporated into your soups.
Yes.
So think sausage, pumpkin, and there's that arborio rice
again.
There you go. That would be delicious.
Mm-hmm. or pork and pumpkin chili. Add that to your chili. You know, might give a nice little creaminess to there.
So maybe the pumpkin instead of tomatoes?
Yeah.
That could be one I could eat.
There you go.
And I've made this once, curried butternut squash soup, and it was so delicious because it's a pureed soup. Mm-hmm. So it's smooth and creamy, and it just has the most delicious mouthfeel.
Sounds yummy. I bet you could do it with carrots as well. I bet carrot and pumpkin would be a great combination.
Yeah. And then you add in ginger.
Yep.
It would be so yummy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we have to talk about desserts.
Absolutely.
So James mentioned this the other week. I believe we were talking about some things. So pumpkin cheesecake bars, James. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
This happens to be a no-bake pumpkin cheesecake bar.
Ooh.
And it's also gluten-free and dairy-free.
Wow.
So it's one I could eat, and my former roommate could also eat it as well. So you make the crust with dates and raw pecans, or pecans, however you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then your cheesecake filling is cashews, pumpkin puree, pumpkin spice, maple syrup, vanilla, coconut oil, and lemon juice.
Wow.
And when you obviously you make the crust separate, and you do put the cheesecake filling, and then you freeze it.
Oh, yum.
So that's the longest part of this recipe. And the most difficult part is you do have to wait 4 to 5 hours for it to freeze completely before you can eat it. But it sounds delicious.
Yes.
I think I might have to make it.
Yeah, and just pre-plan it. If you have an event that you're preparing for and you have a couple of days that you like, no, I can't do it that day, but I still want something unique. This would be a great idea for that.
The only problem is it obviously has a lot of nuts in it, so it's not completely allergy-free.
Okay. Well, I have one that I've gone to that is more of a healthy alternative to regular brownies.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Yum Yum Brownie Muffins, and they are some of the easiest things in the world to make because it's only two ingredients. It's just pumpkin puree and a box of Devil's Food cake mix. And you don't add any of the other things. You just mix those two up, put them in muffin tins, and you bake them. And they are phenomenal. You taste the chocolatiness of the brownie, not even realizing the pumpkin's in there. But there's that little hint of that pumpkin. And you can always add the pumpkin spice to it if you want to make it more of a pumpkin flavor to it. Yeah.
That would be good, though, because chocolate and pumpkin is not something you'd think of often together.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be really delicious.
They are phenomenal. And they're so easy to make. You know, you can do it in 15 minutes and you're done.
Mm-hmm. So, two ingredients.
Yeah.
Gosh, can't get much simpler than
exactly.
So there's a lot of obviously dessert recipes out there. Pumpkin rice pudding, pumpkin spice latte whoopie pies.
Oh, and
I saw a recipe for that. I thought that was hilarious.
And don't forget the popular one this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin pie.
Got to have that pie.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, Seth will come down on us.
It is true.
Somebody,
if I don't
say,
mention it.
Somebody say pumpkin pie.
Oh, maybe it'll be James. This is his favorite pie.
This is true. Yeah.
I think he's mentioned it once or twice.
So pumpkin is a much more diverse
it's
usable.
Versatile.
That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Versatile food than a lot of people think. We just automatically, we hear pumpkin, we go to the known. The pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie and jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah.
But it doesn't end there. I actually went grocery shopping this weekend, and in the produce aisle, they had pumpkins for sale. I got a huge one for $4.99.
Wow.
Do you know how much I'm going to be able to? I probably can make like four of these recipes with one pumpkin.
Well, and be mindful.
That's a lot of food.
That is. But fresh pumpkin that you kind of make into a puree yourself is going to taste a little bit different than the canned stuff that you get.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to taste more rich. It's going to taste more full. So, yeah, I mean, somebody asked me the other day as we were driving past the pumpkin patch, can you use pumpkins for more than just jack-o'-lanterns? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's learning, and you can easily go online and Google how to cook your pumpkin so that you can use it.
How to process it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's very similar to a lot of other squashes, you know? It's got a tough skin, so it's hard to cut. You need to have the appropriate utensils to make that happen, and then obviously be safe.
Right. We want all of your fingers to stay intact.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of important.
But explore. See what more you can do than just carve your pumpkin this Halloween and this
or
Thanksgiving.
Or open a can and make pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we should close the kitchen.
I think
Beth.
The kitchen's now closed, James. Oh,
that was great, you guys. That was really good. That was a fun one. Yeah. A lot of fun. I'm really, and the more you guys do this, the more I'm enjoying it. I know our audience is too. And because I hate being left out, I keep trying to like nudge into the show a little bit here. I did come across a couple things when I saw Melissa's subject before this week. And I found one pumpkin chocolate chip cake.
Ooh.
Looks just amazing. And it's got a lot of the basics of making it look, talking to my mom, because I asked my mom, I obviously don't know when it comes to baking. I don't know stuff that well. She said that this seemed like a pretty basic recipe that you would think if you've ever made a cake before, you could probably make something like this. So she liked that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And also saw this one here, chai pumpkin pie.
Ooh, I would try that one.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, just the picture alone, Beth.
That
makes you want to dive.
They got
into
creative with the crust with that one. Yeah,
yeah, that looks really good. And again, pretty simple directions. Pretty simple to make.
I would imagine that's just a change in your seasonings. So it's not just pumpkin pie spices that you're using. You're using chai spices.
Once again, I asked the food expert in my life, my mother, and it's exactly pretty much what she said, Beth, almost word for word how she put it and everything. I found both these articles at womensday.com, womensday.com. I don't know, I just only came across the site for the article here, but it really looks like a very cool site. Like, there's a lot to it and everything, and they did a really nice job with these articles to the point where I could even understand what they were talking about baking-wise and everything. Very similar to what you two do every Monday when you join us with the Kitchen's Open. Thank you both so very much. Really do love the segment.
Thank you.
I know our audience is loving it too. I hope you guys have gotten to hear some of that feedback because I've heard plenty of it.
Oh, good.
So, nice work,
awesome.
You two. Take a break, come back, touch on a little entertainment stuff, and see what other trouble we can get into. It's a morning show. You know how this goes. WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. I wanted to touch on just a little bit of entertainment news real quick. Over the weekend, it was a rough one. I know a mutual friend of all of ours, Laura, I was talking to her this weekend, and she had a bunch of friends at the When We Were Young Festival that got canceled. And nobody was getting in their emo in Las Vegas this weekend, or were they? Because the When We Were Young Festival had to be canceled just 1 hour before showtime due to high winds.
Oh.
The massive bill include My Chemical Romance, Avril Lavigne, Paramore, AFI, The Used, Taking Back Sunday, Dashboard Confessional, and Alkyne Trio. All American Rejects, Red Jumpsuit of Apparatus, and Hawthorne Heights were among several bands that played free shows at other venues around town.
Wow.
Laura was telling me a little of this, that there were a couple of bands that got heads up enough in enough time to reach out, and they had a standing like in Las Vegas. They've toured, they played there before, so they reach out to a couple of band members or something like that, or a couple of bar owners, and hey, you mind if All American Rejects show up? So that's pretty cool. Like, I can't imagine. Like, I feel for the people that took the time to come to the show.
Right.
It wasn't a cheap show. Most people had to travel to get to it and everything. There's a couple of things here that really fit, though, to me. One, this was a real emo show. Isn't this the most emo thing that could happen? You're welcome, emo fans. I mean, you got an emo experience.
Yeah, there you go.
Two, I can't think of a less emo city than Las Vegas. I've been a part of some. I've had this happen. I think most people out there have had something, an event canceled that you look forward to. I had it happen with a show once, but I've had it happen with other things.
Right.
And I can remember when this show got canceled. I think we were in like Madison or something, or right outside of Madison or something like that. And I remember telling my friends, like, well, at least there's stuff to do.
Right.
At least we're right next to Madison. There's always something to do here. Let's find something. And we had a great time. You're in Vegas. I mean, you're getting your money back. You're getting your money back from the ticket. They reimbursed everybody. And make the most of it. You got a free day. A free day in Vegas. I mean, game on. Go for it. You know, have fun. I'm not trying to make light of any of this. It sucks. You know, it's enough. Everybody hates having looking forward to something and having their, being let down.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I mean, of all the times this could happen, it couldn't have. So many of these things really kind of played right into the fan base. And no more than, to me, the emo part of this and it getting canceled. Like, if you're a big emo person, this is just played right into your hand.
There you go.
And a shout out to all those bands that decided to do free shows and all the bar. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the other thing Laura told me. A lot of these bar owner or a lot of the rule, if you had a wristband to get into this festival and you showed up at the bar where one of those bands was playing, you got in for free.
Wonderful. Yes.
A big silver lining of this. Think about local businesses and the boom that they just saw over the weekend. Like, can't imagine. Like, you got thousands of people in that city that were looking forward to this, and now they need something to do. Hey, come on over. Come on over. This is the Vegas Strip, baby. This is what we're built for. Again, it could have been a lot worse, but it is kind of interesting. And part of the reason I brought it up is because I thought they had already set up a new show. That is not the case. When We're Young resumed last night, and there's no word on show set for next Saturday, although they are saying that it may be similar to what was supposed to happen this past Saturday.
Okay.
Kind of interesting. Before we go to Melissa's news, I wanted to one more time be able to do this in person, congratulate our good friend Beth over here on her recent casting in the next production from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Miracle on 34th Street. Going
to
be directed.
I didn't get to tell you yet either, Beth. Congratulations.
Yeah, Thank you.
Congrats. we like seeing you on stage, Beth. We like you being a part of these things.
Thank you.
I didn't think about this role for you. I've thought of other parts and been like, oh, yeah, that made sense. Or when we did chapter two together and you told me that about that character, it lined up. Like, oh, I get that. I wouldn't have thought of Doris right away. It is a strong lead. It is a lead that, I don't know, you can say it better than I can, of course. Are there things that you already are noticing about her that, oh, this is going to be fun to play? Or, oh, this is different than me?
Well, I think about the movie because I haven't had a chance. We're doing our first read through tonight. Mm-hmm. And being gone last week, I didn't have a chance to grab the script to be able to read through it over the weekend. But based on the movie, it's that I'm looking at exploring a lot more of the single parent aspect and what it would have been like. And I know Susan's planning to do something unique with this and not necessarily set it in the time that we're familiar with. So trying to figure out how to play into what was it like to be a single parent in that era and how does that play with the dynamic of her raising her daughter to not believe in things but to just be, you know, uber realistic, and what that means for her in her life too, you know, what's made her so jaded. So I'm looking forward to exploring this character a little bit more because, you know, we all know the movie and we all get the feels when we see the movie, but I think there's more depth there than we think about.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're a fan of the movie, great. You're probably going to enjoy the show. If you're not a fan of the movie, come to the show anyway because it's probably not going to be that similar to what you are expecting, certainly with the actors, live entertainment, all those things. I did want to also send a shout out to the whole entire cast. Chris playing Chris Kringle, that's fantastic. Deb is in this. Love Deb. Yeah. You got our good friend Phil Hartley from Quality Press Printing. Dick is in this as well. The great Linda Garsky, Gretchen Powers. Great to see Gretchen in acting role again. Very happy for her, especially because she gets to work with her daughter and know how much that means to her. And I want to. Speaking of kids, Gavin Sayers is in this, I believe. One of Heather's little ones and stuff, so that's pretty cool. I see Mike Egren, and anytime I see Mike's name a part of something, I get excited. That's really cool. But I can't be nearly as excited as you are, Beth, because this is also special for you. As I mentioned with Gretchen getting to work with her daughter, you got a similar thing going on here.
I do. My youngest is going to be in the show with me, Anders. So, he was able to get his first taste during COVID when we did the video production of A Christmas Carol and he played Tiny Tim. So we had like one line, but he had fun with it. And this is the first time he'll actually be on stage in front of an audience and to be able to share that. And he's about the same age I was when I got bit by the acting bug. And it really became a part of who I was. So I'm really excited to see him take this on and see what he does with it as well.
It is going to be so much fun. And as we get closer to it, of course, we will be having the cast on and Susan probably and more. As we are also building our newest show, Director's Cut, we just Seth and I are going to be just tinkering a little bit with the new first premiere episode, and we'll have that down. Episode two, I want to bring in Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. I want to bring in Tim, executive over there. I'd like to bring in a board member or two. I want to bring Beth in as your new role over at WRCT, newish role. Do it a little while ago. I want to talk about the next season, of course, but I'd really like people to understand the nuts and bolts and the inner workings and logistics of how you make a community theater work, and especially coming out of what we just did in the last couple of years. I don't think people truly can. I'm not saying it's a fault. I'm saying they can truly appreciate how fortunate we are that our theater got up and it stayed intact.
Yeah.
We had the CWAC gang in talk about the SpongeBob musical. That was part of that's what's going to be episode one of the director's cut. And in talking to them, I know a lot of friends over there. I have a lot of connections with those the company. I had no idea how much this how close they got to not having this you know, not a company and things. So I'm in the now. This is my wheelhouse, and even I didn't know. So I think that it'd be a good discussion. I think it'd be fun to get into, and just even interesting to know how some of this stuff works, how intertwined it is with the city and its culture and its community.
And that's what it takes. You know, these theaters would not exist if it weren't for the support of the community. And that's why a lot of them didn't make it, is because the community wasn't necessarily there behind them. So we've been blessed to be able to have a community that says we want this to keep going.
Miracle on 34th Street coming up real soon. As we get closer to it, we'll let you know more about it. And you can get your tickets right now at wrctheater.org. While you're there, get tickets for the WRCT Silver Foxes Review Friends and Family Plan. They have a great one here with that. That should be a lot of fun. October 27th and 28th is when that will be going on.
This Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, Silver Foxes is always a fun show.
Absolutely.
And WRCT doesn't have a lot of these. We really like to hit on them when we can. Their annual fundraiser dance party, that is going to be going on October 29th.
Yep.
4 to 10.
Saturday. Come on out. It's a family-friendly event. Bring the kids. Come in costume. You're going to have a ball.
Yeah. It's going to be a blast. Dancing costume contest for all kids, games, prizes, refreshments, and lots of fun. Be sure to check that out and more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. I'm going to get to Melissa's news when we come back. We will dive into some Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day. Nothing but fun ahead for you right here on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Using my cold red hand to lower this a little bit. Hope you guys are having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. And we'll get into some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day as we go along here and take it to the top of the hour. A little bit of breaking news real quick. Rishi Sunak, I believe that's how I've heard it pronounced, set to be the United Kingdom's next prime minister.
Okay.
He would become the first person of color to lead the UK, and at 42, also the youngest person to take the office in over 200 years.
Wow.
Imagine if we had a time in our history where in a year stretch we had three different presidents.
Oh, no.
I can't wrap my brain around that the way we are with that stuff in our country. It has just been crazy over there when it comes to this, and having just a couple of friends over there talking about it, going way back to Brexit or any of this. There is a lot to be said for the way Americans, like, I know what's on your national news most of the time. We don't get along, divisiveness, all that. We've all experienced some bits of that, especially in the last 7-8 years. That being said, what they got going on over there, it is so much worse than what we have. There's so much more crammed together. There's so much more other factors that fall into things that have nothing to do, that we have no connection to here, and we have no comp in this country towards. And the fact that, it's a good idea to keep an eye on politics over there and how that's going. They are begging people to take these jobs, basically. Imagine when we were kids, you had to beg somebody to be Margaret Thatcher. Or you had to be somebody, you know, to beg somebody to be the prime minister. But nobody wants a job anymore, because all we do is talk badly about politicians. And I will raise my hand as one of those people that does that. And there are younger people out there. All they're doing is seeing this.
Right.
So as they get older, and they're maybe, you know, a young person that turns 35, and they're able to be, you know, run for president in this country, who would want to do that?
Exactly.
I mean, even if you're good at the job, even if you were great at it, you still got half the country doesn't like you.
Yeah.
And it's getting harder and harder to get people to go into boards, to be on a board, mm-hmm. to be, you know, everything from a representative to a mayor to any of these things, let alone the higher, you know, things in our society, in our office, in our politic office. And when that happens, you're going to have those jobs filled. They're just going to be filled with people who aren't doing it for the right reasons.
Exactly.
Narcissists and people who want to, you know, see their face on money or something like that one day and mm-hmm. all these things. Those people still exist just because we don't have hierarchies like that and, you know, kings and queens in this country. We still got plenty of that yep. in this country. Look at most CEOs. Look mm-hmm. at a lot of, like, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of, like, your Fortune 500 companies and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. And it is a... just like a lot of the world looks at us democracy-wise, it is a bit of an experiment. We're watching over there how it's going on.
Right.
And hopefully learning some things here of how we treat each other and how we treat our politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't like them, even if you disagree with them. There has been plenty of, in my lifetime, there has been plenty of people that have been president that I don't necessarily respect, but I respect the office.
Absolutely.
I with every single one of them, I have respected the office and what it is. But I'm an outlier now. Like, there are very few people that are like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but it's certainly eye-catching. It certainly is noteworthy, I think. It's certainly something we should be keeping our eyes on because, again, young people are not going to want to do these jobs.
No.
Unfortunately, we've seen this in other fields. So it's a key thing
to keep
an eye on.
Well, and I think we need to remember that when we are criticizing, that what we're saying is being heard by different generations. And if we want people to be willing to do the job, we need to do it, you know, be balanced with our judgment.
I'm a gigantic believer in personal responsibility. So that being said, though, we also need politicians to start treating each other better.
Amen.
Like, we didn't learn this by ourselves.
No.
We didn't see the carte blanche, the green light to talk this way about them without, you know, them doing it to themselves.
Yep.
As attack ads have gotten worse mm-hmm. and everything, and they treat each other worse. I mean, I remember being a kid and growing up in a political family, I found debates exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now... I get to hear right from the source. I get to hear right from these guys, right, and I get right in front of me a comparison of these, you know, ideas. How do you feel about homelessness?
Right.
And they'll give you this answer, and they'll give you this answer, and you make your decision as a voter. Now it's blah blah blah, bark bark bark, bark bark bark. Well, mm-hmm. I'm bark bark bark. Well, bark bark bark, and it's just blah, and it's just ad nauseum mm-hmm. and stuff. And all I'm hearing is a bunch of people who are giving you not their opinions as much as what do you want to hear.
Right.
What do you guys want to hear out there? Because yes, that's their job, but we're hiring you because of your brain. I want to know what you think. I don't care what the other guy thinks. I'll look that up myself.
Right.
Talk about yourself. Talk about your issues, your beliefs, your feelings, all that.
Don't just tell me what the other person's doing wrong. Tell me what you're going to do right.
I don't care about the other person. I'll look into the other person
right.
when it comes time. Right now, I want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. I want to know what you mm-hmm. think. We're very fortunate. I've pushed every one of our people that join us on these airwaves, congressmen, mm-hmm. senators, representatives. I pushed all of them. How do you feel about attack ads? Where are you going with this and that? And every single one of them have given me a pretty dang legitimate, genuine answer. That's here in a purple state.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the rest of the country has no complaint here. Like, do not argue with me. Do not, well, but this, but that. No, if we can make it work in Wisconsin, you can make it work anywhere.
Yep.
Get it working. Make this happen. Let's start figuring this stuff out. Because, again, the youngest generation is coming up.
Yep.
Every day they're a little bit closer to taking over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to want to?
Right.
You're going to have a bunch of a generation just wants to be influencers, and that's it. That's the only job they want to do or something. Like, not going to have anybody in these positions, in these jobs that we really want to. Don't you think it's catching that? Look at the history of our presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all those people. There's like one or two that's like one of these things is not like the other. Otherwise, they're all pretty much identical, including our most recent one here and currently in office in mm-hmm. President Biden. These usually white males that mm-hmm. are in their 60 plus age
mm-hmm.
range. Now, is these the best options we have? I don't know, because we don't know how many people are actually wanting to do these jobs anymore. That's
right.
Now. What is it going to be like in 20 years? That kind of stuff. Like, it ain't nothing to just take lightly, I'll say that. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun right here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Here's something for Halloween that would be a little scarier than a, you know, silly haunted house that you maybe you've been in a billion times. So, a startup in Russia is offering to bury people alive and dig them back up just to see what it's like.
No, thank you.
No.
I would like to announce to everybody some other breaking news. We have officially run out of ideas. Like, we have no more ideas. We're done. There's no more ideas for business or anything else. I'm sorry, everybody, but we have run out of ideas. This was the last one.
There's so many things you could experience in life. I don't think this is high on my list.
No.
It's supposed to give you a renowned lust for life and come with a full fake funeral according to your religious customs. So they make this very hand-tailored. And everything. I don't know if it's common knowledge or not, but one of I grew up loving Edgar Allan Poe, one of my favorite authors of all time. Love his work.
Mm-hmm.
This was so much of Poe's work stems from the fear of this.
Yeah,
because back in the day, this was an actual concern, like being buried alive.
That's why they used to have the bells.
Yes, yeah, and Poe was obsessed with this happening to him. He was so scared of this happening to him. So many of the Telltale Heart, so many of his stories, they all start from that fear. Of that and the idea of it. So we know one person in history that definitely wouldn't have tried this.
Yeah.
And you think all that's weird and rough. Let me tell you the price. I guarantee whatever you guys, we could spend 5 minutes, you both taking your turns and giving me prices, and neither of you are going to get anywhere near it. I almost guarantee it.
Okay.
57 G's. 57 grand.
And that's how much you're paying me to have the experience?
What? Who's doing this?
Right.
Who's got that kind of money? You know, honey, you know, I know we could go to Barbados again this year and everything, but hear me out. I got another idea. I got another idea for how we're going to spend our holiday.
Oh my gosh.
What the what, man? There is also an online funeral version that only costs about $15,000. That's all. You know, no big deal.
Wait, how are you doing this online?
Yeah, it supposedly offers divine healing and stress therapy for fears and anxiety and helps you close chapters in your life. But you don't get buried alive if you do that one. 57 grand might seem like a lot, but there's a nice perk that comes with it. You get to keep your coffin as a souvenir.
Oh, yay.
Hey. So I take it all back. This whole thing makes perfect sense.
Because everybody wants one of those in their living room.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This comes to us from the Moscow Times. I'm not making light of anything here, but if you know anything about Russia, you know a lot about their people. They have been struggling for decades economically.
Yeah.
So I don't know who this is geared towards. This article comes to us from the Moscow Times. So I have no idea who they're gearing this towards or anything.
Are they going for like the Onion kind of take?
I mean, right?
Trying to sell more newspapers?
Can we pick people to go have this experience and send them there?
That's not a bad idea. That's not bad. So given their current location where they're doing this, yeah.
However, I got to say this. For 3 months out of the year in Wisconsin, we can give you this experience for free. Just
Amen.
Come down to one of our lovely beaches. We'll bury you up to your neck. We won't bury your head, but you can also have this experience.
Well,
here.
You could. The other eight is all snow.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, yeah, exactly. All year round, we can help you with this.
$50. $50 and we'll do either of the above. You know, snow, sand, whatever you want to be buried in, $50, we'll do it. Like, there you go. You'll save some money and everything. And, you know, hopefully, you know, not need this to... There's a part of me that does kind of almost feel for the person that is
that
struggling.
That would want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, there is a little part of me that feels a little empathetically for a person that would do this, like, because of a fear or say they're just that bored in life and they just need this will give me a pick-me-up.
There are so many other things that you could do, though, than to do this.
If you're that latter person, I almost promise you, if you took even half of that, let alone all of it, and donated it to a nonprofit, you're going to feel a lust for life. You're going to feel pretty rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel pretty alive not get sand in your eyes or dirt in your eyes.
Right. And volunteer at that nonprofit while you're giving that money and see how those dollars are going to help in your society.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We have some good stories of the day we want to get to, and I got a great one here. I actually wanted to kick it off with. Going on today from 2 to 7, their community blood drive.
Yay.
Again, 2 to 7 today at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged, but not necessarily. Walk-ins are welcome. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can call 866-566-5900, 866-566-5900. Black Adam came out this weekend, mm-hmm. a new superhero movie. It killed it at the box office and everything, did mm-hmm. really good. Tragic backstory, as always, like mm-hmm. all these characters do. I got to wear the tight-knit suit and everything. Not a lot of, it doesn't look as great if you don't have a body like The Rock.
Right.
You know? And then there's the cape, which just seems to get in the way. Like, you don't have to do all that. You can be a superhero just by donating blood.
Yes.
You don't need mm-hmm. the tragic backstory, coming up with a catchphrase, yep. any of that. You have
outfit.
Oh, yep. The arch villain. That gets annoying real quick. Like, just give blood. Just give blood, yep. and you're a superhero. Yep.
If you love to give gifts, give the gift of life.
2 to 7 mm-hmm. today at the former East Junior High School Music Room here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wherever you're listening to us, we encourage you to look at your blood drives mm-hmm. or your blood donation centers and give if you can. We greatly appreciate
mm-hmm.
it. There is also a high school senior named Bella Rasmussen just became the first girl in California state history to score 2 touchdowns in a varsity football game.
Yay!
Awesome!
She's a running back, also plays defensive end. Wouldn't
go
mind having
girl.
Her on
girl. You go, girl.
She's got a great running style, too. So, like, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. Roger Craig, kind of like the high style that always transfers well to the pro game. Mm-hmm. Always. Every mm-hmm. time. Like, that kid is really, I mean, it's
I hope this, she does. I hope she breaks that barrier.
Yeah, this isn't just a feel-good story. Mm-mm. Like, she's talented. She is very good at this. 24-year-old penguin named Beach Donkey.
A penguin awesome. Named Beach Donkey. I love
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
A 24-year-old penguin named Beach Donkey, I just had to say it again, recently got her own pair of custom shoes.
Aww.
They help with a condition called bumblefoot, which is age-related. In the wild, penguins only live to about 10 or 15 years. But thankfully, when some of them do live a little bit longer, that's mm-hmm. great. But they, just like human beings, have health issues.
Yep.
And maybe the most common one for them is this bumblefoot, which is very cute, but is very sad, too. It is mm-hmm. It's a cute name for it, but it's a sad thing to have happen. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to walk in them at first, so they gave her incentive by letting her wander around the aquarium and see other exhibits.
I want to see video of that.
There are so many great, especially during the quarantine, during the pandemic, when our zoos had to shut down. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, the Brookfield Zoo, like a Lincoln Park Zoo, a couple of the ones in Chicago, they let like penguins, like they just filmed the penguin bopping around the
yeah.
zoo and experiencing it and everything. It was so great. An 8-year-old girl in Philadelphia named Savannah Brown has alopecia. And lost all her hair. So her entire family shaved their heads in solidarity.
Yes. Yeah.
That's really cool. And just in other news regarding that subject, researchers in Japan say that they may be one step closer to curing baldness.
Wow.
They managed to grow mature hair follicles in a petri dish using stem cells from mice and just published a paper last Friday. I will be honest with you guys. I'm not smart enough to have understood the whole article, but I did read the complete article just out of curiosity. And boy, it is really incredible, the groundbreaking, the work that they mm-hmm. have done on this. It's also a little disconcerting that they have focused so much on baldness and worrying about baldness when we got a lot of other things to be
yeah.
worrying about. This does tend to remind you of some things. We cured mm-hmm. something else before we cured cancer. I mean, it's an old Robin Williams joke, but he was right.
Although I did see an article that said that based on the research that they used for the COVID vaccine, they have some promising results for a cancer vaccine
yeah.
in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. So there's a good story for you.
And mm-hmm. and they are doing a lot of research, too. My brother sent me a Harvard medicine study where they're looking at how these, E. coli-resistant, or the resistant bacteria and penetrating those walls. So, I mean, mm-hmm. there's a lot of really good research mm-hmm. out there as well. Baldness mm-hmm. is a human vanity issue.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. But it also makes money.
It does. Yep. It does. And you know, it's funny how sometimes we're looking into what the cure for baldness is, and we come across the cure for this.
Yeah.
Or we come across, you know, that kind of thing happens all the mm-hmm. time in science. There's mm-hmm. so many really cool stories about right. some of these things we use literally every second of the day or every day that happen on accident.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it might seem frivolous, mm. but yeah. it could have other uses as well, which
absolutely.
Is awesome.
And I just real quickly to wrap up, a good story of the day happened this weekend with our United Way of Southwood and Adams mm-hmm. counties and their Day of Caring. Mm-hmm. A big shout out to everybody that volunteered, everybody that had their lawns done, everybody that was a part of this, and especially thank you to our United Way.
Yes.
Great work, you guys. Nice work this weekend. Nicely done, everybody. We'll get out of here. We'll come back with Playmakers. Randy, Paul, and I are going to hang out. We want your sports thoughts and feelings. Reach out to us with them. Call us up at 424-2600. We get the show going. Beth, Melissa, you guys have a great day.
You too, James.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon and later right here. Be good to each other, everybody. We've got more Morning Show tomorrow right here on, well, Beth, you tell them.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.